북한 주민들
chose the
300만이
story of
굶어죽고
the desolate mother,
또
because
그
last decade in North
안에서
Korea, 3 million people
힘든
starved to
실습이 이렇게
death,
벌어지고 있는 것은
and
현재
this
현이거든요.
dictatorship
지난
has now lasted for 3 generations.
그런데
And this is a current issue, not a historical issue, and it still affects millions in North Korea. People talk a lot about issues of human rights in the Middle East, and I want to tell the world that there are human rights issues in North Korea, and there may not be oil in North Korea, but there are people suffering in North Korea. And to talk about human rights on the world stage, we must not forget North Korea.
모녀의 이야기를 제가 이 올림픽에 내놨습니다.
You used to meet Kim Jong-il and write poems almost at his court, really. And then, as I understand it, you got hold of a book of Byron's poetry, which was available for the ruling family, and somehow you got a copy. And it changed your mind about life, really. Can you tell us what impact that Byron poetry had on you?
북한의 독재는
I came across Byron when I was a young man. I want to describe how dictatorship works in North Korea. There's physical dictatorship where you physically control the people, and there's psychological dictatorship where you control the minds of the people. And together with these two paths, people come to believe in the godlike nature, in the deification of Kim himself. And in this culture, where God was alive and ruling in our country, I came across Byron. And in a world where all literature praised Kim the God, Byron was from another planet. It opened my eyes. It made me think that there was more to life than what the literature of our country was saying.
Was that a frightening experience?
신격화는 신격화고.
What happened was that literature suddenly was differentiated from praising God. Suddenly, literature was separate from praising God, that literature could talk about something other than God, who was Kim. And that was the start of my career as a poet, that I wanted to write as a real poet, that I wanted to write about things that literature as I knew it could not talk about.
But what did that do to you personally? Because you must have been quite nervous that you were having dissident thoughts.
그런 의식의 변화는
Coming across Byron was my eyes opening about literature not serving the purpose of glorifying Kim, but actually stopping my belief in the regime came about when I first encountered Kim.
There's one question I want to ask you, because I think many people might remember the pictures on television we saw, I think on Kim's death, wasn't it, when they were on the streets weeping. And many people in the West looked at this and said, what on earth is going on? Do they mean it? Is it acted? Is it real? Can you explain to us what happened that day?
북한 주민들은 제가 앞서도 말씀드렸지만 감성 독재에 의해서 길들여졌기 때문에
As I said before, there are two kinds of dictatorship, psychological and physical. Because of psychological dictatorship, people are trained to feel sadness at Kim's death. So many of those tears were true tears. On the other hand, if they did not show their tears, there would be the consequences of physical dictatorship and they'd be sentenced to death or sent to camps. So two of these paths led people to cry. I want to add that today, I don't believe there is a single person in Pyongyang, in North Korea, who would truly cry for Kim.
Really? So it's not just that there's a little bit of doubt in people's minds. There is certainty that they're living under dictatorship and that they don't like the system.
I
believe that everyone has these doubts, that no one believes fully in the regime any longer. What is missing is a spark to pull these people together and start something new. For example, in Romania, things started in a church gathering and grew. When the Berlin Wall fell, things grew from something small. And people are ready mentally to bring about change, but there is no spark to bring this together.
And speaking through a translator, that was Jang Jin Seong there, North Korean poet now living in South Korea.